From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. News reports from Turkey say at least 20 people have been wounded after two explosions near a major football stadium in Istanbul. Reuters news agency quotes Turkey's interior minister as saying that one explosion appeared to have come from a car bomb targeting a bus full of Special Forces police. Witnesses said police were deployed and had cordoned off the stadium where Beşiktaş and Bursaspor had been playing a match on Saturday. The match had ended 2 hours before the attack, and the police officers were the apparent targets. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and European and Arab diplomats met in Paris Saturday to try to find a way of protecting civilians in Syria, especially in the besieged city of Aleppo. After the meeting, in which they also spoke to opposition leaders, Kerry called on Russia and the Syrian regime to show a little grace in their ongoing operations against the opposition.
The indiscriminate bombing by the regime, which violates international rules of law, of war, in many cases crimes against humanity and war crimes, needs to stop. And those who support it, those in Moscow and elsewhere who have supported it, should do their utmost to bring it to a close.
U.S. and Russian military experts and diplomats are meeting in Geneva to try to work out the details of the rebels' exit from eastern Aleppo. Meanwhile, the Syrian army was visible on the streets of Aleppo Saturday as the Syrian regime, backed by Russia, continued to drive opposition forces from their strongholds. Russia said some 50,000 civilians have fled eastern Aleppo in the past 2 days. This is VOA News. ExxonMobil President and CEO Rex Tillerson met with President-elect Donald Trump Saturday morning, one day after news accounts said Tillerson had emerged as the President-elect's top choice for Secretary of State. NBC News, citing two sources close to the search process, reported later Saturday morning that Tillerson is expected to be nominated as Trump's top diplomat. Tillerson, the chief executive of the world's largest publicly traded company, oversees operations in more than 50 countries, including Russia. His involvement with Russia, including personal ties with President Vladimir Putin, would likely draw close scrutiny during his Senate confirmation hearings, given Russia's attempts to influence the outcome of November's election. On Friday, President Obama ordered U.S. intelligence agencies to conduct a full review of election season cyber attacks, including the email hacks that rattled the presidential campaign and raised new concerns about Russia's meddling in U.S. elections. President-elect Trump's team had released a statement late Friday saying the election ended a long time ago. It's now time to move on and make America great again. President Barack Obama used his weekly media address to make the case for preserving the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. Mr. Obama urged Americans to sign up, despite talk that President-elect Donald Trump and the Republican Congress will repeal the law.
If you're not covered yet, now is the time to sign up. Go to healthcare.gov and shop for the plan that is right for you. Like most Americans who get coverage through healthcare.gov, there's a good chance you'll find a plan that costs less than $75 a month.
The deadline for signing up for the health insurance program is Thursday, December 15th. Trump and Republicans in Congress have said that they plan to repeal the act. However, Trump said after meeting with President Obama that some key provisions of the Affordable Care Act might be preserved. At least 50 Yemeni soldiers are dead after a suicide bomber blew himself up at the entrance of an army base in the city of Aden. Local security officials said the bomber detonated himself in a crowd of hundreds of soldiers who had lined up to collect their salaries near the entrance of the Solban base on the outskirts of the city. The attack, which was later claimed by the Islamic State terrorist group, left another 70 soldiers wounded. Islamic State jihadists have attacked military troops before in Aden, which is still under the control of Yemen's exiled government. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.